My present shadow, Alhamdulillah, as a man of the Hadith, Sahib, and the Barakatuh. رہی ہے رات دن پہ ماں میری When people come from overseas, they want to explain to us what is bread, what is not, we know what it is. I'm not going to explain what the Quran is. Listen attentively and then you'll understand what is the knowledge of Quran and then you listen.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم محمد رسول الله والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إنما بعثت معلما وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام إنما بعثت لأتم مكارم الأخلاق أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام وصدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. In this ayat kareema, and this is one of the great qualities of the Quran, so positive, so absolute, so strong, that Allah declared openly, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Rasul of Allah Ta'ala. What a great title Allah Ta'ala had given him. He had brought the message of Allah Ta'ala to mankind, and Allah declares it, that he is the Rasul of Allah Ta'ala. One of the greatest praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to believe that he is the Rasul of Allah Ta'ala. We take it for granted that we say we believe Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Allah's Rasul. But more than all other qualities, one is the quality of abdiyat, of being humble, that Allah loves so much, that Allah Ta'ala, where Allah praised Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his special favors on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah referred to it with the maqam, with the position of abdiyat. The revelation of the Quran Sharif, what a great, the greatest favor Allah had done to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, Allah revealed the Quran Sharif. Allah used the sifat of abdiyat, Alhamdulillahilladhi anzala ala abdihi al-kitab. On the other side, Mi'raj, when Allah Ta'ala took Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for Mi'raj, and where Jibreel Ali Salatu Wasalam could not reach or pass, there Allah Ta'ala refers to that great honor also, سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام. So the maqam, the position of abdiyat is so great, and the maqam of Rasul, risalat, is so great. And every person must be, if we appreciate any person for what he's to be appreciated, appreciate him for that purpose, then you will really appreciate that. If you buy the latest BMW, Mercedes Benz, top of the range, and you paid so much, but you put your fouls in there, you make it a foul run, You didn't appreciate, or your father gave you this car, a brand new Mercedes Benz, and instead of using it for what it's supposed to be used, you went and put fouls in there. Or you put all your, you made it kabar khana, you made it a storeroom, all your extras, junk, what you don't need, you went and threw it, you didn't appreciate. So every person also, you understand who he is and look at him in that light. Then you will be able to appreciate him. Those who thought that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam must be a farishta, they didn't appreciate Nabi. Those who thought that he must be Allah, they didn't appreciate him. Appreciate him that he is the Rasul of Allah Ta'ala. And in that message of being the Rasul of Allah Ta'ala, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Innama bu'ithu mu'allima, I have been sent as a teacher. So this is so important, everything about ilm and the details of it. The first ayat that was revealed, Iqra. And with regard to that, Allama, Bil Qalam, everything about knowledge. The first instance the Quran Sharif mentions in the beginning is, وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا, all about knowledge. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look at him as an educator. Look at him as a teacher. He has been sent as a teacher. And if you look at him like that, as Maulana was explaining for Barakat, definitely that is in its place. But not only for Barakat, not only to enter Jannah, that is a great thing. But the thing is, look at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as muallim, as a teacher. And he was the greatest teacher of mankind. What a pity we as Muslims, we don't see a lady, a non-Muslim lady, listed the 100 top people of the world. Right on top she puts Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What an educator who took out people from idol worship. He took them into the oneness of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Took them out of the worst of character and akhlaq, and put them on the highest pedestals of akhlaq and character. So look at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a muallim. And then again, any person who can be judged he can be measured and judged to what extent was he successful, look at his students. And if you want to see the success of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam as a muallim, look at the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. His first and direct students, and till today, all the ulama are the students of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam indirectly. And look at the work of the ulama. In our times, look at the great, great work. If you think of Maulana Hussein Ahmad Madani, Rahmatullah Ali, Qari Muhammad Tayyab Sahib, Rahmat Maulana Ashraf Ali Tan, you can't finish the list. Your time will go, you can't finish. Finish the list. There is all the barakat of innama bu'ithu mu'allima. Look at what a teacher. Look at Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmiri rahmatullah alayh. Look at all the great, great people. Then you will understand my Nabi. And you won't be able to stop reading durood. That's the only way truly you can appreciate Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we send salawat and durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Innama bu'ithu liutimma makarim al akhlaq. Akhlaq and character. Look at what the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, jo murda the, wo auro ke rehbar ban gaye. Those the sahaba who were dead people before accepting Islam. What was the Khalid ibn Walid radiyallahu, Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, what were their lives, burying their daughters alive and doing the most inconceivable things, unbelievable things, and where Nabi sallallahu, and in a short period of 23 years, Allahu Akbar. What a muallim. How he has changed the akhlaq of people, how people, what the attitude was, how husbands treated their wives, how children treated their mothers. All this Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, understand who is Muhammadur Rasulullah. And then more greater than that, in this ayat, see what Allah Ta'ala has taught us. وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ, and those people, الَّذِينَ اسمِ مَوْسُولَ, and those people, those people who are with him. Who were with him? The Sahaba Ikiram radiallahu anhu. And how they were, to illustrate this, I will mention one incident which is very amusing also and intriguing also. This was one time the ulama of Iran, Shias, they had sent a message to the king of India, Akbar Badshah, who was famous, he had different ideas also, but anyway, that we want to debate with your ulama. But one condition, that our debate will be in sign language. We won't speak anything. Now who's going to take up such a language, such a debate? Great ulama, who weren't present at that time. But they say sign language. And here is another point I want to also illustrate. And for a purpose of our jalsa here tonight, which I want to make known and try and propagate this, is that then on this, Birbal, who was a minister in the court of Akbar Badshah, he said, I take up this challenge. He wasn't an alim. He was a different kind of a person. There isn't a time to go. Sometimes Maulana Rafiq will explain to you people who Birbal was. Anyway, he took up the challenge. And yeah, it has digress again a little. And that was in about 80 years, 90 years ago in India, there was a movement, Shuddi Tehreek. It was to make the Hindus, to make Muslims Hindus. And this was like the NGOs go to make people Christians, they work, they make effort. This was an effort to make Muslims into Hindus. And a lot of people in Mewat accepted Hinduism and they became Hindus by their propagation, by the temptations of dunya which they gave, all those things. Our ulama became very, very concerned, and this is a great quality of our ulama. Where in the ummah they find things like this happening, they can't sleep anymore. What happened to Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah? What happened to our Kabir and our Buzurgs? They can't take it. They can't tolerate more than their own family sufferings. If the children do not have food, that doesn't matter to them, but the iman of the ummah and the condition of the ummah. So many ulama tried, but they didn't meet with such success. One person was known as Master Sahib, not an alim or anything. He said, leave this job to me. And he went there and he gathered all those people who became murtad, who had become Hindus. And he told them, you people have become Hindus? Yes, we have become Hindus. He's right, we are Hindus. He says, look, when you were born and you were young, you were babies, and they made khatna, sunnat. All of you did? Yes, we did that. He says, see, you can never be a Hindu until that piece of skin that was cut off. You have to bring it back and join it again. Because Hindus don't cut that. Till then you can't. This made sense to them. Anzilun nas manazilun. Speak to people according to their level. Now, big, big academic bayans and lectures. No, the public is going. So many times in the history of Islam, ordinary people who are not maulanas, who are nothing, but they did great, great work. So our gathering here is not only for us here. It is to fortify and make us strong and realize our aqidas and realize the truth. But at the same time, Maulana Rafiq is here, Maulana Tahir is here, I'm sitting here, lot of other ulama. We don't meet in the shops and in the factories and on the roads with the people you meet with who you are working at your workplace, who is working with you. There are many people who got wrong beliefs, wrong ideas, but we don't get the chance. And sometimes it happens, very rarely you bring somebody, Maulana, meet this person. But that person wants to meet you, or you please meet this person. But you people are on a daily basis with them. So you take this message, understand it, fortify and make yourself strong. And at the same time, take this message to such people and give them this message. So anyway, so when they came, for Birbal, ordinary man, not an alim, he took up the challenge. So the whole stage was set, the whole courtroom, everyone is sitting, everything, the whole stage, and big ulama, foreign dignitaries have come, etc. So Birbal comes late, first of all. And then these people had objection, what kind of person we must debate with, he hasn't got respect for time, and he's late. And then what does he do further? When he enters the hall, he doesn't leave his shoes in the shoe racks where all the arrangements has been made for the shoes to be put. He takes the shoes and he puts it under his armpits. And he comes with his shoes right on the stage and he puts it on the stage somewhere. They had another very big objection, that so much of disrespect for the whole gathering, for the king here, for the stage, the people on the stage, you bring your shoes, the place where the shoes are put there. He says, but please excuse me, but I have found out, my research tells me that in the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Shias used to steal shoes. That's why I brought it here. Today Shias are here. So today I put it here on the stage. So those people immediately told him, where were the Shias in the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Oh, I faltered. I made a mistake. not in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. He said, where were the Shias in the time of Hazrat Abu Bakr? There were no Shias. Say, oh, today I don't know what's wrong with my head. Hey, the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. And where were the Shias then in the time of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu? And he say, no, where there weren't no Shias in that time also. Oh, 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 sign of Umar. The Uthman radiallahu anhu, time of Ali radiallahu anhu. After that, whatever happened. So then he said, when there weren't Shias in the time of Nabi Ali salatu wasalam, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, to ye tabke kaha se? From where they came out, they were not in that time, so from where they came out. So already he scored heavy points against them. So they started now with the debate, the actual debate now, and that was sign language. So those Shia ulama, the first sign they made, they showed a finger like this. So Birbal in return showed two fingers like this. So then after that, they showed their hand like this. So he in return showed a fist like this. After that, they took out an egg and showed it. He took out an onion and he showed it. Now all of us sitting here, do we understand what's happening here? So all the people, then the Shia ulama said, we lose, 100%. We finish, lose, and we become Sunnis. What a alim you got here. An ordinary man, Birbal. He won the whole debate. So they asked, then for the benefit of the public, I said, it's very intriguing and very amusing also. So he asked, what does it mean? The public must understand. The public haven't understood. They asked the Shia people, you people first explain. They said, we told that La ilaha illallah. He said, no, Muhammadur Rasulullah. The kalima is not complete until you say Muhammadur Rasulullah. And then he said, we said Panchtan Park. And this is my main point which I want to, why I've quoted this whole incident also, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Ali, Hazrat Fatima, Hazrat Hassan, Hazrat Hussein, they were five. He said, no, they were not five like this, they were one. Ahl al-Bayt, they were one. They were not. And not only Ahlul Bayt, but all the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they were one, united. Kabunyani Marsus. Like a solid lid wall they were, which you cannot penetrate in any way. They might have differences amongst themselves. Husband and wife have differences. But a true, loyal husband and wife, when the minute it comes to the outside person, we are one. You don't ever try anything. One Sahabi, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, makes his islah for a certain error. And then he boycotts him. The kings of the foreign lands write a letter to him. We heard your Nabi has boycotted you. You come to us, we will give you the best of treatment. We will give you everything. He puts that letter in the fire. Amongst us we can have our differences, but in front of other people we are one. This was how the Sahaba, Ahlul Bayt were. All the Sahaba were one. So he said, they said, we told they were five. He said, even more than what we the Shias believe. He said, they are one group. Then we showed him an egg. And then that egg is nice, healthy, etc. He showed an onion. That egg is not enjoyable until you fry it with onion. Then is when you enjoy it. So anyway, this was their side. They asked Birbal what you meant. So he said, they showed me one finger that will break your eye. I showed them, I'll break both your eyes. That is what he meant. And then they said that we'll give you a slap. He said, I'll give you a fist. I'll punch you. And then the third thing, they said the egg. He said that the earth, the world is oval shaped like an egg. So I said that the world is sab'a-samawat in tibaqa. Seven layers there. So what he understood and what, but anyway, so an ordinary person won the whole debate in this way. So this is what the point that I want to make here is that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, all of them, were kabunyani marsus. They were just one solid. And as Maulana explained, that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went from Miraj, he saw Allah ta'ala. And the eyes that saw Allah, that I see you, you don't need 1 minute's tarbiyat and islah. Wow. You don't have to go through the long periods of islah. Just that, and therefore, a million Uwais Qarni radiyallahu ta'ala rahimahumullah. What a position of Uwais Qarni. Such a man that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, you will meet Uwais Qarni in your life. When you meet him, ask him to make dua for you, for Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala, and ask him to make dua for the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. What is his position? Unless Nabi has given evidence, what is his hype? But all of them, he didn't meet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for a valid reason and excuse. He didn't come in the sohbat and khidmat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All thousands and millions of Uwais Qarni cannot equal the lowest ranking of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Those people that got that one case, وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ, those people who were with Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, what to say of them? The Ahle Bayt, the close, their relationships with one another, we cannot imagine. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whom Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لو كان نبيا بعدي لكان عمر, أو كما قال. Had there been a Nabi, if there was, the door of Nabuwat was open. If there was a Nabi to come after me, it should have been Umar. How many ayat of the Quran Sharif were revealed ala lisani Umar? On the tongue of Umar, what he said. What a position Allah ta'ala gives him. But look at the other hand. How much he's afraid of the day of Qiyamah. And this is a thing that we don't even think of our qabr. We don't think how my mort is going to come. How Hazrat Abu Bakr, what is his position? But he sees a bird, he says, oh bird, I wish I was a bird. I wish I was a leaf of a tree. How they were concerned. And our way of life, all from the morning till the night, there is no thought of our mort, how it will come, our qabr, what it will be like. And the awliya-i-kiram also, the greatest worry, two big worries they have, how my mort will come. Hey, this is that worry, and mort is the main thing. Allahu Akbar. I'll just digress a little bit here again. Many people feel, good people, maybe many sitting here also, that we must have secular education for our children. Very important. They must earn more. And all that, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali mentioned one instance. He said two friends were staying together in one room. The one friend brought a jar of honey. After a few days, the honey got almost finished, everything. So he accused his friend, you ate up all my honey. You didn't even ask me, you didn't take my permission. He said, I didn't eat it, and he took qasam also. He said, you're taking a false qasam on Allah. Then who else is in this room? It's only me and you. While they were angry and they were sitting, they saw a rat coming. And the rat put its tail in the honey jar. And then it took it out and licked its tail. All the rat. So the rat was eating. So that is one instance. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, Pet bharna koi kamal ka kaam nahi hai. Ek chuha bhi apna pet bhar leta hai. To fill your stomach, to earn rosy, is no achievement. Even this mouse, it knows and it knows how to go and fill its stomach. And the filling of the stomach, Allah has declared, وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. There isn't any moving thing on the surface of the earth. Allah has taken the responsibility of its risk. Today, my daughter must go to university. My sons must go to university, get this degree. For what is it all? Just for filling the stomach. And really not to fill the stomach also. Filling the stomach, everyone, Allah gives them their rosy. All the lavish lifestyle. Having all the extras. All the fancy things in life. That is what we want. That is why we want all that. Get titles. Get big salaries. And that again, I don't want to go into more details, that's not our subject. But in most cases, all these people are not living on their own money. They are living on the bank's money. The house they buy is on bond. The car they buy is on HP. Everything is just a false front that they are living it up like this. When actual fact, that is not. And to fill your stomach, Allah has on the one side taken the promise. And every person, and Mubarak to those ulama who live their simple lifestyles and pass their lives in their simplicity and making akhirat. So akhirat, kamal ki baat ye hai ki aadmi banda hai, banda bane. That a person is a slave of Allah, kamal is that you be a slave. And this was the kamal of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammadur Rasulullah. And he did the work of risalah to that extent that on Medani Arafat, he asked the Sahaba, Hal ballaghtu ar-risala, that I am Rasulullah, ya ayyuhar Rasul, ballig ma unzila ilayka min rabbik, do your work, you the Rasul of Allah, you not haven't got any other work, you the Rasul of Allah. And he asked them, that did I pass my test? Have I done my duty? Have I passed the message? And till today, mashallah, that awaz goonjti rehti hai rozai mubarak ke samne, every zair who has prepared little bit for ziyarat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he reads there, قَدْ بَلَّغْتَ الرِّسَالَ وَأَدْبَيْتَ الْأَمَانَةِ وَنَصَحْتَ الْأُمَّةِ وَكَشَفْتَ الْغُمَّةِ. What are distinctions? What is 100%? All that is nothing. How Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam proved his maqam of Muhammadur Rasulullah. So the same way we are abds of Allah, slaves of Allah. Our kamal is not big titles that we have. Our kamal is not all the praises. Our kamal is humility in front of Allah. Our kamal is not a fancy namaz. Our kamal is humility in front of Allah. In our voices, humility also comes. Eh? So much so, we get so beguiled that, for example, a person, when we forget the abdiyat, in our khutbah, when we are reading of bayan, then we read, for example, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah min qawlin bila' with musical tone. Istighfar is to humble oneself. That a person humiliates, humbles himself, is humble. Not that you are singing loudly. Hey, we have missed the boat completely. We are sitting in the wrong boat. Hey, and then another thing is, if we have to tell somebody, he will quote certain big alim does this. And this is the height of bay adabi. If we make a mistake to try and take Sahara and hide behind some person else, hey, admit our mistake. We are wrong. So this is, there must be, this our kamal of an insan is abdiyat. Kamal of insan is not that he has built big mansions and is driving beautiful luxurious cars and he's got big titles. Kamal of an insan is preparing for akhirat. He can be a Mr. Nobody in this world. Nobody knows him also. He has got no value in the eyes of the people, but he's got values, a value in the eyes of Allah and in value in akhirat. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam comes to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is sitting in a majlis. Hazrat Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala anhu passes there. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi, hada Abu Zar, this is Abu Zar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, surprise, how do you know him? Hey, he's a person of dunya. You people are malaika, paak, kuddus, paak, pure people who's living in the heavens. He said, huwa ashharu indana ma huwa mashhurun indakum. He's more famous by us than what he is famous by you people. You people don't know who is Abu Zar as much as we know who Abu Zar radiyallahu anhu. Wabima ya Jibreel, how come Allah has given him this position? Bi katrati tilawatihi qul huwallahu ahad. He reads qul huwallahu ahad. Wabi kasri nafsihi. And that he feels I'm just a nothing whatsoever. So this is abdiyat, that we realize I am nothing. Today we feel offended. I came in the house, my wife didn't make me salam. Big problem. I made salam, you didn't give jawab. She perhaps was in some thoughts. She, her food was burning, whatever else. And big fights. With everywhere we got fights on, because I'm somebody. Ana. That I am somebody. This meh of mine. Remember, a goat, as long as it makes meh, you have to put a knife on it and slaughter it. This may must be slaughtered. Then a person becomes an abd of Allah. And then you got well. Man tawadha'a lillah, rafa'ahu Allah. A person who gets the abdiyat in him, humbles himself, Allah raises. You don't have to think of raising yourself. You don't have to think that people don't respect me, people didn't fulfill my rights, they're not doing what I'm telling them to do. You bring humbleness and see how Allah will raise you. وَمَن تَكَبَّرَ وَضَعَهُ اللَّهُ. And a person who wants to himself, big man, proud, etc., Allah breaks his back, Allah breaks his neck. That person has got no respect in his house. He's got no peace of mind in his house. He's got nowhere where he goes. He's a rich man. No chain, no sukoon, no respect amongst people or anything. So this is abdiyat has to come into a person. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was such a muallim that he made the sahaba, the reality of humility and abdiyat had come into them where Allah ta'ala had taken them. So this was والذين معه, those people who are with Nabi عليه السلام, and this ma'iyyat our Shaykh رحمهم الله جزاهم الله خير, says that just to be together is not enough. Allahu Akbar, what a dalil Hadrat has presented. Yusuf عليه السلام, it's a long time has passed, gives his kurta, as Maulana was explaining, of barakat. And he gives it to his brothers, take it to your father, Allah will restore his eyesight again. They are still here in Misr. Kanaan is perhaps thousands of kilometers away. But he says, Inni la ajidu riha Yusufa. I already get the smell of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam thousands of kilometers away. And the brothers got the kurta with them. They don't realize the barakat and the anwarat of the kurta. Just like that. Many people, unfortunately, we sit close to our Shaykh also. We sit close to the ulama, but we don't realize no value. And people who are thousands of miles away, mashallah, they are benefiting. So this is important. Keep our eyes open. Keep our ears open. And see how much we will benefit. So the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they had husna rifaqat. They were with Nabi Kareem. Otherwise, they were those people. Abu Jahl was there. He was the uncle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Lahab was there. They were also, but they did not have, they were ma'ahu, but they were not husna ma'ahu. They did not have husna rifaqat. Their hearts were not clean. They didn't have eyes to see. They didn't have ears to hear. So they couldn't see Nabi. They saw him Muhammad ibn Abdullah. Whereas Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala saw Muhammadur Rasulullah. And what a difference. Hey, today the kuffar also say Muhammad ibn Abdullah. We say Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is that, if we have that within us, you can be thousands of miles away, but yet you will benefit so much and you get the fragrance of the majalis. MashaAllah, people who are so far away, how they write, what fragrance and benefit of the majalis. Many low people who sit here also explain. But generally, unfortunately, we don't take benefit of it. So this ma'iyyat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the ma'iyyat means to be with, to be together. This togetherness of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was with husna rifaqat. It was a beautiful companionship. And that was, they were there eager to learn and eager to make the islah. And that Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that message Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought, that is what they had imbibed in their lives. And that is what Allah had given them, that they became, Allahu Akbar, the guides of mankind. On Hajjatul Wada, the different riwayats, but general, the famous is, 124,000 Sahaba Ikiram radiallahu ta'ala were present in Arafat. There were more Sahaba, but who were present there. And according to history, it is famous that 124,000 Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam came in this world. Just see what Allah Ta'ala had given this ummah through the barakat of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In the battle of Badr, 313 Sahaba ikram radiyallahu, the Rasuls Allah had sent. Rasuls are a class above the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. Every Rasul is a Nabi also. And every Nabi is not a Rasul. Rasul is a class more higher. 313 Rasuls Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala had sent. And then four Khulafai Rashideen, four Anbiya whom Allah had made, who were Sahibi Kitab. So Torah, Injil, Zabur, and Quran Sharif. What a position Allah had given. Ulama Ummati, ka Anbiya Bani Israel. The ulama of this Ummat, Allah has given them and raised their positions like the Anbiya of the Bani Israel. What a great, and all this was the barakat of Nabi, of Muhammadur Rasulullah, and innama bu'ithu mu'allima. This was all the barakat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as I was mentioning, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who, what fear of qiyamati had, what fear of akhirati had, of his qabr, Allahu Akbar. He sends a proposal for the daughter of Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anhu, the daughter of Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. There is a big age gap also. And why he wants to marry her? She's a Sayyida. She's a family of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And on Qiyamah Day, Allah will have particular, very great consideration for the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if she's my wife, My work will get done. For that purpose, only for that purpose, he marries her. And see what a connection the Sahaba had between them. Don't be fooled that the history of Islam, 1400 years, what was the history of Islam? Don't be fooled by people's rumors and wrong things. They were so united. They were not like five fingers. They were like one fist. They were one. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu keeps his children's names. The one's name Abu Bakr, the one's name's Umar, the other one's name Usman. He keeps his children's name according to the Khulafai Rashideen. What a position, Allah ta'ala. How they were close knitted. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu goes to Baytul Muqaddas at the time when there was a lot of negotiations, and to avoid a war, the people of Baytul Muqaddas, the Christians said, call your Nabi, call your Khalifa. If he comes, we will hand over the keys without fighting. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu goes, that is also so much of lessons for us in this whole journey. But more than that, who does he appoint his vicegerent and his deputy when he leaves? He appoints Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Abu Bakr, whenever he left, he used to appoint Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Usman used to appoint Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. They were so close-knitted in their mashuras. They should not decide a thing until Hazrat Ali's view would not come. He was, Allah had made him the door of wisdom. What wisdom Allah ta'ala had given Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. The family was so close-knitted with all of them, and how they loved one, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, for Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, how much he used to make love to them. They were the favorites, they were the coolness of his eyes. All the time they were together, and how he loved them. So in all, Allahu Akbar. And this is also a great thing, which is a sunnah, which is in the amongst murids with their sheikhs also, rivalry. I want to be the favorite of the sheikh, the greatest favorite. And this is a sunnah of the Sahaba, and the sunnah which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught. And on how many occasions, for example, when the battle of Khaybar was taking place to overpower the Jews who were in Khaybar, and to win that, one fort was not falling to the Muslims. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, tomorrow morning I will give this flag to a person who loves Allah and loves the Rasul of Allah. And Allah and his Rasul love him also. Everyone was desirous the whole night. People like Hazrat Abu Bakr, people like Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, we must get that flag tomorrow. They were all rivals. Then in the morning, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Gives him this flag. He's got inflammation in his eyes. Eyes are paining. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes his saliva. What Maulana was speaking of, barakat all this year, blowing in water, etc. What great value. Puts that little saliva in his eyes. He says, I felt I had never ever had any inflammation or any pain in my eyes. And then, Allahu Akbar, Khaybar, how Ali, his karnama of his life, how he went and how he battled and he conquered that whole place. So this was how they were all united in everything. So these are important lessons that we learn from the Sahaba-e-Kiram. And this is only a little inspiration. An inspiration is 1%. Perspiration is 99%. This was this bayan and these jalsas, and may Allah reward Maulana Yazin Gamya and all his friends who are organizing all this. And but this, take it really, if we want to benefit, this is just a 1% inspiration. Go and study the kitabs of our ulama and see that how, what the services the ulama have done, and also what the maqam and the position of the sahaba. That is the time we will really benefit. If we just came to listen, we are listening and we take it to heart, alhamdulillah, there is benefit. But that person will benefit really, who will go back now and study all this. And go to our kitabs and study, and you can see so clearly. Look, one very, very important point. Did we ever hear anyone in the world, ever in history, that Muslims made a cartoon of Musa alayhi salam, of Isa alayhi salam? Never. That's not the work of Muslims. Our work is, we are positive. We work on a positive note. We don't go in, and if any Muslim ever even thinks of any derogatory thing of Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, he's not a Muslim. He has lost his iman. He's not a Muslim. Then further on, go and see The other people, they make cartoons, they got nothing else. They can't face the truth. What the target is, you can't hit the target, and you're hitting all other wrong targets. The truth of Islam and what Islam is, try and prove Allahu Akbar. Today, the women's rights, women's live in the world. Who can study our deen and see in Hindu religion and philosophy what was the position of woman? According to them. In Chinese philosophy, go and see. In Europe, what was the position of a woman? The whole world together. In the Arabs themselves, what was the position of a woman? And see what Islam came and where Islam. Al-Jannatu tahta aqdami ummahatikum. Jannat lies under the feet of your mother. Respect them and honor them. What position Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave to daughters? What was the position of daughters before Islam? And not only in Arabia, in the whole world. What was the position of a wife, a woman? The Jews, they wouldn't, during her days of menses, they would put her out of the house. That she's a dirty thing. She's not fit to stay in the house also. Who gave woman this high position? Anything and everything what you can think, what Islam and what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba, how they took this message to the four corners of the world. Today we are Muslims. We came from India, most of us. Or even we are in Africa. All the sacrifices of the Sahaba. How they left their homes, how they left their families, they went in the world and they spread Islam in the world. So we have to learn also, take this message to our friends, etc., and study, go and study. And so that was about Musa alayhi salam and Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. I went to Iran and then they were discussing about the condition. For example, our masjid's Jummah time gets full. And their masjids are empty. Jummah namaz is mustahab by them. For us, it's the most important namaz of the work, of the week. So our masjids are full. And then, for example, for them, other namazes also, they only make three namazes. And how they make their namazes? Our namazes and reality of namaz, no matter how weak we are, but still the reality of namaz, which we have got, our masjids are getting full. In Iran till today, I went there maybe about 6 years ago roughly, but at that time everything. So I asked them that if this is the case, what then is the religion of Shiaism? What do they do? What do they believe? They said there are only two things they do. That is one, to go to the mazarat, to go to the kubur, the graves, etc. What we call grave worship, etc. And the other, the more, na'uzubillah, they swear the sahaba, the more pakka and strong Shia they are. And any person, okay, we'll come to that just now, inshallah. Look at the next stage. Our ulama Deoband, Allah reward them so greatly. Wherever their talks is, every Jummah you get a bayan here. Jamaats come regularly here. Now and then there are other programs also. Do you ever hear that they declare this person kafir, that person kafir, this person, this is bad? They positive. They talk about namaz, they talk about akhlaq, they talk about our duties, about akhirat, about deen they talk. And not only Mayfair Masjid, the whole world's masjid. All this, that if you go to the Barilwis, for example, what is there talking? This person kafir, that person kafir. That is all the time. They're just a kufr making machine they have made. And everyone, they just issuing fatwas. And their own people get tired. And also, for example, the Salafis, they also, this person kafir, that person kafir, little disbelief you don't have, wrong beliefs. The one Salafi group is a takfiri. Their work only is to make people kafirs, etc. This you don't hear from our ulama. Allahu Akbar. Look at the Barilwis, whatever their beliefs. Till today our ulama haven't given fatwa, they are kafir. And our ulama gave fatwa, you can make namaz behind them. They can be here with us now in a meeting. Their ulama with our ulama. Namaz time, they will stand one side. They won't make namaz. So is that unity, or is unity to talk about to unite the people? And to unite the people, speak about what is the truth. To speak about what is reality about Islam and deen. Reality is not to meet a person on his terms. Reality, unity is not to meet a person on his... If all the crooks get united, there will be such a big problem. Worst problem will come in the world. So you, what is united? You become united on honesty. that you don't rob, you don't steal, etc. On that you become united. Not that the crooks become united. So we have to become united on our deen, which Allah has given us. And any person, see, we know also, if there is a person in our community, and unfortunately there are a few people like that in our family, in our community, always running down people. Wherever he goes, this person is like that, that person. Just the talk of somebody or something, running him. Who likes such a person? Who wants to sit with such a person? This is what the Jews and Christians, running down Islam, running down our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the work of the Shias. This is the work of the Barelvis. This is the work of the Salafis. Our people don't do that. We're not all the time just running down people. This person is doing wrong. That person is doing wrong. That is not our work. So any person where you see a person who speaks of the Qudrat and the Marifat of Allah, the great sublime character and noble position of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, people automatically love that person. So from that also, we can clearly see that how the mazhab of the Ahl Sunnat wal Jamaat is 100% haq. And the ulama Dioban, how they are on 100% haq. And this is also which you must be knowing, otherwise for your information, if you don't know, why the ulama of Dioband and their mission and their work is spread to the four corners of the world. See, Azhar is a university, Medina, Cairo, Misr, and it is much older than Dioband. But tell me of one second Azhar in the world. Nowhere in the world. And Dioban, the whole world is filled with madaris of Dioban. And the teachings of Dioban, the whole world is filled with it. And that is not our declaration and observation. Abdullah ibn Subayyil, the old Imam of Makkah Sharif, though he was a mild and very moderate and very a person with great akhlaq, he said that 2/3 of the khidmat of the Muslims of the world, 2/3 of the khidmat of the Muslims of the world, deeni khidmat is being done by ulama Dioban. And he said 2/3 of the ummah are Hanafis. And if you want to take out Hanafis from the fold of Islam, there will be no Muslims left. And so this is their declaration. And not only this one, how many of their people, they understand the great services. So for example, Medina University. Do you hear of any other second Medina University in the world? Darul Uloom Dioban, mashallah. And what income the Medina University has got. No shortage of funds whatsoever. And Dioban, they have to do their collections all the time, everywhere. And one of the points Maulana Qasim Nanotwi Rahmatullah Ali has written in the constitution of Dioban, go and make chanda and do collection from poor people. Don't suffice with the money of the rich. Take that 1 cent of the poor man has got lot of barakat. His hard earned money, his sweat money has got lot of barakat. Don't be satisfied with grants from rich people, from governments. Get the money from the poor people and those who toiled and work hard. There is great barakat in there. These are things that we have to understand. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has blessed us with a great deen, and for 1400 years this deen has come to us, and it is a solid deen. And the Jamaat of the Ahl Sunnat wal Jamaat is flourishing in the world, and everything that is happening, all what they are fighting the Muslims, wallah, in my observation, and Allah knows best, are two main things. The first main thing is how Islam is spreading in the world, in the Western countries. Hey, how Islam is spreading, it is unbelievable. We haven't got it in front of us. They are seeing that Islam is spreading like a wildfire. That is why they want to halt all this and try and make us bad, that Muslims are bad people. All this is their own making. Whatever it is, ISIS, Boko Haram, and all that, it is their own making. And they want to show the world that these people are savages, they are barbarians, how they carry on, etc., to turn away the people from Islam. In their circles, that you have an Islamic book with you, any Islamic book is a bomb manual, how to make bombs. That is all what Quran, the Quran and all the Islamic literature, this is all the propaganda. But is the system of Allah Ta'ala is that the more you press Islam down, the higher it rises, more higher it goes. And the second is the oil. The dunya. And most of the oil Allah in His wisdom has put in the Muslim lands, most of the oil. That is secondary. But primarily, the time is up now. I haven't got more time. Otherwise, Shamkar Guzari of France, which personally I've seen, how Islam is spreading like wildfire. Not amongst the Arabs of France. The French people who are accepting Islam. And that is the reason this niqab also they have banned. Was just for this reason. That their own people, top people, academics, they are observing. And one thing I'll just say, that they are not Muslims like us, but they practice Islam. Morning to night, head to toe, Islam is in their lives. They value Islam. We got it, Mali Mufti Lebe Raham. We got Islam free of charge. We don't appreciate the value of Islam. In short, Muhammadur Rasulullah is the greatest man on the surface of the earth ever to come and ever to be. And what qualities Allah had given him, that he is the greatest muallim. He is the man who taught the greatest akhlaq. And the proof of his success are the sahaba ikram. And the proof of the success of the sahaba are the Muslims of the world. Today, the Christians are wiped out. Jews are wiped out. Everyone is wiped out. If there is people today, you see them as weak as we are, but you'll see the Muslims. Many a non-Muslim says, I admire these Muslims, that they dress in public like Muslims. They are not afraid and hide their religion. The man, the woman, as weak as we are, they make their namazes in airports, in aeroplanes they make their namaz. They are particular about halal and haram, about the food they are particular. Otherwise, who is worried? The Muslims are the only people who are the enemies of shaitan. Or shaitan is the enemy of the Muslims, or they are the enemy. This is now the fight that they want to finish up the Muslims, and that the world, and it's going to come Qurbe Qiyamah, close to Qiyamah, the world will become a free playing ground for shaitan. And everything of shaitan will carry on. The only stumbling block is Muslims. And as weak as we are still so strong in their eyes. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with the reality of our deen and our ancestors and our predecessors and those who gave us this beautiful deen. Make dua every day for the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. For all our ulama and all the great a'imma through whom we have got deen directly to us and who brought deen to the world, to every part of the world. Make dua for them, and in your places, wherever you are, propagate this message. You got friends, and with your friends, you got an open relationship. So talk to them, try and convince them, win them over. Fortify yourself, and at the same time, win over your friends wherever you are. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Oh Allah, accept this gathering of us. Oh Allah, our ulama and friends, Maulana Ayaz Angamia and all his friends who are concerned of this matter, O Allah, grant them every success. Reward them very handsomely, O Allah. O Allah, let the reality of deen, O Allah, you put in our hearts who the great Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and what the great effort of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was. O Allah, establish the true deen in the whole world. O Allah, block all shaitan's efforts, O Allah. Wipe out all his efforts, O Allah. And what he was trying to brainwash the people and lead them onto wrong paths, O Allah. Remove all that and let the truth, Ya Allah, spread in the whole world. Let the whole of deen spread in the whole world, O Allah. Give us the reality of deen. Give us concern of akhirat, O Allah. Give us concern of how our maut will come, what our qabr will be, what our position will be on the day of Qiyamah. Rabbana تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.